Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. The program is Islamic Upbringing, where we discuss the issues about children and youth according to the Islamic teachings and ahadith. Today we have Sister Salma, who has been talking to us about some very important points. Sister Salma, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking about this question, alhamdulillah, for the past episodes. And it was about an 11-year child who doesn't like studying, and the parents were worried that they have to always force him. They were going into arguments because he did not want to study. And then you gave us very interesting points, which I hope our listeners are going to listen to our previous episodes. Some very important points you mentioned towards the end was it's very important that the parents show the passion to the child so that the child feels like also, you know, studying, they feel more motivated. And the parents should try and show the child how to apply it even in their normal life so they know that this is actually tangible things, stuff, you know. So because this topic is so important, especially for so many mothers out there, do you have more points to share?
Yes, I do, in fact. Another point we need to really take into consideration is to focus on what the child is learning, not his performance at the end. That's a very hard and tricky thing to do. Like imagine if a child comes at home and brings their paper that they have solved, the math paper, and the scores are low.
Yeah.
How would the mother feel? Oh, she would probably react. Maybe, you know, this is too bad. Or maybe she should say, now a clever parent should be quiet at this instance and look at the paper and ask the child that, you know, you did this right. For example, these scores, mashallah, you could do them. Can you show me how you did them? So if they show you practically, that means they have the ability. Now you're concentrating on their abilities.
True.
So the child will feel, look, of course, they know, you know, at that age, when they're growing up at the age of 11, for example, they know that this is not a good score. But when they see that the child sees that the parent is so encouraging, they'll feel motivated to do more, right?
They don't feel judged that, they're just looking at my, you know.
Yeah, the stronger points are looked upon at.
True.
So then you can even, you know, tell them that my professor, you are my teacher, you have taught me this, you solved it in such a beautiful way. After encouraging them all these kind of things, then you look at the points that they couldn't score, and you can teach them that, you know why you lost this point? Let me teach you. This is the way it should be done. Now you teach me.
Okay.
So they get the practice, and then you give them examples, and next time you see them doing better. Inshallah, you can be their sole teacher, especially with subjects like, that are easy, the first stages in the grades, you can be their teacher. And they'll feel so good about it that they will feel like bringing more examples. And, you know, all those things should be even taken into consideration, like making it fun, being compassionate about it, you know, not nagging him about it. If he feels like resting, giving him time to rest and things like that. All these things should be taken into consideration.
I feel like though some parents are not so well studied themselves or well informed, so I feel this is a very good opportunity, inshallah, that, you know, mothers get to listen about this so that they're able to work on this, because
And you know, at the times of Corona 2 years ago, it was very good in a way, because parents used to be so involved with teaching their children, because it was not suffice, you know, or online to teach children through the teachers. So parents used to be involved, and they used to teach, and it did good to the parents.
Yeah, definitely.
They became teachers in the same time, and they didn't leave all the work to the teachers.
I think the bonds became stronger.
Yeah, and it could be a possible thing. You see, sometimes the parent feels, how can I teach? But when you know, this kind of moments come, you feel that there is ability for you to teach.
True.
So to remember the thing that real learning is more important than the scores is very important. Also to remember exam results are the most important issue. Who said exams can make you, you know, like a good person?
Yeah.
Exams, some people don't perform well, but they're very good people.
In fact, many of the great scientists, they weren't so good at studying. Their scores weren't the best, but they were extremely smart. So I think everyone's potentials, yeah. You know?
And different subjects are different, right? And then also to show your concern about him rather than his performance.
Mm.
You know, sometimes even if the child feels guilty, then you can tell him, yeah, it's something that we need to work on, but there's nothing that makes you, you know, like a bad person. Or you're still the very good person that I know of. You're still the very intelligent person that I know of, you know?
Yeah, it's not you, it's your performance.
Yeah, performance that is important.
Yeah.
Your ability, your struggle, and of course, always that you can do it. If you try harder, we can do it together.
True.
You know, to make them know that even you are there together with him. You have, you know, not left him aside. And by focusing on his learning experience each day, you can provide him with the opportunity to express his lessons in his own language, in his own style, and reinforce what he has learned. You know, like a kind of a recap of what he has learned.
True, yeah. I feel like that's very necessary.
It's very necessary, yeah.
So we'll just stop for a short break and we'll continue soon.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, and we have been discussing about some very interesting questions. We were talking about, you know, how a child needs to be, you know, motivated in their studies, and you said some very interesting things, one of which was that parents should focus on what the child is learning rather than focusing on the scores. They shouldn't make the child feel that their scores determine how they are. It should be how they're studying. And one thing that you said that was very nice was we should show concern about the child, not about their performance. So the child should feel that it's me who is important, you know.
Yeah. Yes, another point I have in mind is help our children to stay organized. Sometimes, you know, in their school activities and how they come home and they go to school, there's no organization in a way that they feel overwhelmed, you know.
True.
Sometimes the bags are so messy, the pencils are here and there. Make the child feel organized that at night we have to, you know, put our things together as far as the next day's timetable is concerned. Be sure to follow our timetable, you know, our homework. Whatever is there, let's not miss any one of it so that, you know, we cannot lag behind.
True.
Not that the teacher will complain or I'll feel bad about it or you will feel bad about it or what will people say.
Yeah.
No, that we should not lag behind the knowledge. We want to progress. We want to know more. You know, make the child feel that organization is very good. And also another thing to make the child feel organized, not overwhelm him with so many things to do.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the child has a plan that midweek they want to go for sports. So make the child, plan it in such a way that the child does the studies very quickly, early, quickly, you know, help them to do it in such a way that they have proper time and space to attend their activities, the sports
their hobbies.
Activity. Their hobbies. At the same time, you know, in that 1 hour or 2 hour, a parent has to still struggle themselves by keeping calm and collected, make it fun loving for them. Because we are now struggling to make the child feel better to study, right? Here the parent is struggling to make him, and hence that he should study. So all these are challenges that the parent also has to work hard in the process. If you have a studious child, it's good. Alhamdulillah, yeah?
Yeah.
We have this kind of, challenge,
to make them stay humble.
To meet them. Yeah, it's met. This kind of, goal is achieved in a parent that, alhamdulillah, my child is studious, he's studying at the right time, what he's supposed to do. And he loves studying. Not that he studies for grades. Even that is not good. He loves studying. And he is a knowledge lover. But apart from that, make him organized in such a way that he can do his other hobbies. He can even have a social get-together. His social life should be intact. Not overwhelming him with so many classes, you know. Or, you know, continuously studying.
Yeah.
Take breaks every now and then so that the child feels relaxed, you know. And even if it means you're talking to him like whilst they're sleeping, review that together. If they have an exam, you know, you can review that at night and tell them, you know, what we studied is this. These are the main points I think you should remember. Now you tell me about it. And whilst they're drifting, it's like a story for them. If there's an important event the next day that you're concerned about for their exams, for example. So know that you are involved, you know, you remember, and ask each other, okay, do you remember? I remember the first point. I forgot the second point. Do you remember? And you'll see that they give a kind of a reply to that. And you will feel yourself, you know, like encouraged to keep on that process of teaching, encouraging, enhancing, sympathizing, making them feel, you know, good about learning.
Very true.
Making it exciting also.
I feel like one thing that you mentioned is very, very important is that because when you're not organized, a child will feel that studies are taking up all their time and they're not able to do what they want to do, their free time, the things that they enjoy. And then they'll feel like, oh, studying is kind of hindering them to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And so they'll dislike studying. So it's very important to show them and give them balance their timetables.
Very also, giving them that luxury time is very good. For example, Thursdays and Fridays, if there's holidays or any other day that is holidays, you can remind them that sweet sleep you can do properly. Then they feel very good about it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is our sweet sleep day, you know. So it's good. More one hour or 2 hours ahead of what you wake up, you know, after your prayer. So they feel very good about it. So don't, make them feel so strictly about education that, no, this is the only timetable that fits us. No, we need luxury. We need to go out. We need to play. Well, we need an organized timetable.
Yeah.
Everything in its time and place. So
very
sleep
true.
In its time. You know, eating time, enjoying everything together.
Asant, we're just going to take another short break and we'll be continuing soon after.
Ya muqdiya al-khayrat, ya muqdiya al-khayrat, ya muqdiya al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back, Sister Salma. You have been telling us about how it's so necessary to, you know, kind of bring that environment for a child to become more studious. And some of the things that you said that were very important was that don't make them feel that studies are, you know, hindering their hobbies, and help them be more organized. This organization is going to help them throughout their life, and don't make it too strict. So do you have any more points to add?
Yes. One of the things also we should remember is recognize and encourage your child's achievements. So it's impossible that a child doesn't have one great, potential in them that is not actualized. They have to have one. Although maybe sometimes you feel a child is a slow learner, or maybe they are not very good at certain subjects, but they must have a very strong point in them.
Yeah.
So always concentrate on that. So, for example, if they're very good teachers, they like, you know, teaching at home and role-playing, always, you know, encourage them that you are my great teacher.
Yeah.
You are my professor. Inshallah, you're going to become my professor, aren't you? You want to do that. That's your dream, isn't it? Like keeping on in their minds that this is like a good thing, you
know?
That
they have some great potential.
Yeah, they have a great potential and they are appreciated for it. Not that you don't know all this. What's the use?
Yeah.
You know, this is so bad, like it really makes a detrimental effect on a child. It just makes it, it's so poisonous that it puts down a child badly. It just takes away that, you know, the self-confidence in him, that he feels he can't do anything.
Yeah, unfortunately, I feel like a lot of parents do this nowadays, or used to do it, hopefully not too much right now. They they're this very cliche families that feel that it should be like this. You should be perfect in your studies. You have to.
Or else you would be successful.
Yeah, you have to be a doctor or a mechanic. Otherwise, you know, that's it for you. And it's very pitiful, really.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And it was very lovely talking about these very important, you know, topics. And we hope to continue this in the next episode, inshallah, if you'll be available.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.